This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. Relatives and supporters of a woman wounded during a police shooting in Wauwatosa last week are raising more concerns about the city's police force. Wauwatosa police say that last Thursday night, they responded to a report of a woman being attacked by another woman with a stick. The 23-year-old female officer who went to the scene says the attacker had a wooden post and began hitting her squad car. Police say the officer was, quote, forced to shoot the subject, unquote, when she advanced on the officer. Relatives of the alleged attacker, who's recovering in a hospital, say her name is Nisha Jarrett. Nisha's sister, Taquisha Jarrett, says her sibling is a mom and a nurse who has had mental health issues after recovering from COVID-19.
I just want the Wauwatosa and everywhere police has done injustice on people to just look at what's going on when someone cries out for help and the thing she got is shot.
Milwaukee community activist Vaughn Mays organized a news conference outside Wauwatosa Police Headquarters yesterday. Mays says Nisha Jarrett was able to sign herself out of a mental health facility.
Milwaukee County Mental Health Services, etc. This case shows a glaring and concerning failure in process.
Mays also criticizes the Wauwatosa Police Department and the city's mayor, Dennis McBride. The police did not respond to a request for comment, but McBride emailed a statement that he also read during last night's Wauwatosa Common Council meeting.
I would like to say that we are grieving for all of those involved in this very unfortunate incident, including the police officers and the woman who was shot. I ask for patience, understanding, and prayers for our community while the West Dallas Police Department, which is investigating the incident, sorts through the facts.
Wauwatosa says the officer involved in the shooting of Nisha Jarrett has been placed on paid administrative leave. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.